From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. There's never a dull moment this January. This afternoon and evening will provide a break from precipitation, but temperatures will again be falling across northern areas and steadier falling in the south. Temperatures will continue to drop quickly this evening before leveling off ahead of a clipper system that will bring periods of lightly accumulating snow from late tonight through tomorrow night. Skies this afternoon will run partly to mostly sunny, except over northeastern areas where clouds will be decreasing more gradually and where there might even be a few remaining flurries early this afternoon over the high terrain of the Northeast Kingdom and northern New Hampshire. Temperatures in northern areas will range from the single digits and mid-teens falling. Steadier falling temperatures can be expected in the south from the teens to around 20. The current surface map shows low pressure that affected us yesterday now departing through Newfoundland and Labrador, while a narrow ridge of high pressure works in from northern Ontario. Gusty northwest winds have been funneling in between these two circulations. In addition to being very cold, this air is also very dry, which has largely brought the mountain snow showers to an end across the north. As temperatures start to fall below zero across far northern areas late today, a wind chill advisory will go into effect for the northern Adirondacks, northern Green Mountains, and from the Northeast Kingdom into Coos County in New Hampshire. It is in the Northeast Kingdom and in northern New Hampshire where overnight temperatures will be the lowest, with some cold hollows dropping to around 15 below zero. Falling temperatures across northern New York should level off sooner as clouds build in ahead of low pressure that's now over the western Great Lakes. As the center of the low moves along the northern shore of Lake Superior late tonight, its circulation will lift a warm front toward our region. Light snow will break out first over the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley late tonight. Generally, a trace to 2 inches will have fallen in areas near and north of Route 2 by the end of the day tomorrow. As the center of the low moves through Quebec, briefly warmer air will intrude tomorrow before the system's cold front brings additional snow showers tomorrow night and possibly early on Thursday morning, before the next area of Arctic high pressure starts to build in and take over our weather from Thursday afternoon into Saturday. In the forecast summary for this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny skies except gradually decreasing clouds northeast with the chance of early flurries in the mountains, temperatures north from the single digits to mid-teens and falling, steadier falling in the south from the teens to around 20, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. For tonight, mainly clear early, then increasing clouds, a rising chance of snow showers after midnight in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley with a trace to an inch, lows from 5 above to 5 below in the south, and from 0 to 10 below in the north, cold spots northeast around 15 below. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, except partly cloudy near the Massachusetts border. Snow showers likely from the Adirondacks and Route 2 northward with a trace to 2 inches, scattered snow showers in the southern greens with a trace to an inch, and mainly dry in southern valleys tomorrow, highs in the low to mid-30s, some upper 20s northeast, winds becoming south 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 from the Green Mountains westward. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, snow showers north and in the southern greens, scattered in southern valleys, another trace to an inch, lows in the low to mid-20s across the south and in the teens north, except single digits in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley. Southwest winds Wednesday night gusting to 30 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Thursday, mostly to partly cloudy, chance of snow showers early, mainly in the northern mountains, Berkshires, and in far southern New Hampshire. Temperatures falling into the single digits north and into the teens across the south. Winds on Thursday from the west to northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.